All right. This is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Wednesday, March 6, 2019. I'm Nate Darling, and here's what caught my eye this morning. There are protesters in London who are protesting the airing of the Leaving Neverland documentary about Michael Jackson. Some of his biggest supporters have led a protest outside Channel 4's London headquarters ahead of Leaving Neverland's premiere. That's going to happen tonight in the UK. The documentary will air over two consecutive nights and features extensive testimonies from James Safechuck and Wade Robson, who both allege they were abused by the late pop icon when they were children. While Jackson's estate has vehemently denied the claims, his fans have now voiced their opposition to the documentary. Here are some of the biggest supporters tell NME why, in spite of overwhelming evidence and compelling stories from alleged victims, they believe that the documentary is an unfair portrayal of Jackson's personal life. Question, why are you campaigning against the documentary? Quote, these two guys have said under oath that Michael didn't abuse them and he's been found not guilty by trial and FBI investigations. So to come out and say that this happened after 10 years makes no sense, not for his family, not for people who have worked for Michael, and not for any of us. Without hearing the opinions of both sides, it's not a real documentary. I don't believe Michael pressured them to give testimonies. I've got inside information from people who lived with Michael. The children were around him and they were handled very, very well. Nothing happened. Question two, are you fearful of the impact on Michael's reputation and his music? The answer is music is timeless because it is such a strong message. But a new generation who don't know about Michael and don't know the background will be infected with untrue information. I've come from Austria to be here, and we have a group there that helps children. Our main reason to continue is Michael's goal to help children. The question, what's your main criticism of the documentary? Well, I think the documentary is an attempt to extort money from Michael Jackson, and he's not here to defend himself. It's a brave attempt to extort money and bring his name down. He's not here to defend himself, and it's completely wrong because he was cleared of all wrongdoing in the last trial. It's all negativity, and I think Channel 4 shouldn't have bought it and aired it. I feel strongly about it, and that's why I'm here to go against the lies. I think the effect on his family and kids, just let him rest in peace. He's done a lot for the world, and now it's an attempt to extort money from him. Wade Robson testified against him in a court of law, and now later in life, that's a typo, testified for him in a court of law, and now later in life, he's changed his story. His career is not happening. No one is using him, so he's using Michael Jackson to extort money. Question. There was also the case of Jordy Chandler, who received a $23 million payout from Jackson in 1994. One of the key pieces of evidence was Chandler's description of Jackson's penis, which was later proved to be anatomically correct. The answer to that, I've read a lot about that case, and it was brought by Chandler's dad, who committed suicide after Michael's death. I think they were extorting money. I don't know what happened behind closed doors, but he, Jackson, probably came out of the shower, and he, Chandler, thought, oh yeah, here's an opportunity. All right. So there's a lot to unpack here, and it's a very extensive article, and I'll share it on the Morning Crunch Wrap Facebook page. In the meantime, let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. Okay, I've seen the Michael Jackson Finding Neverland documentary. Watched it on HBO, so it aired here before it aired in the UK. Here's the really puzzling thing about a lot of this is these people are protesting what they haven't actually seen. And despite their claims of insider information, they have zero actual knowledge if those allegations are in fact true or not. So what's the point? Why are these people so dedicated to this? Why are they traveling halfway across Europe to protest? The real answer is they've invested their passion and they see anything against Michael as being against them. It's an attack on their personal value system now because they have valued Michael Jackson at this high a level. If you come out and say Michael Jackson was a bad person, Michael Jackson did this, then you are attacking them personally in their mind. And they don't even realize it. It's kind of what happens in politics when people start pointing out that a certain person or cause politically doesn't make sense. If that's something that you hold dear, it then becomes a personal attack. Here's what needs to happen for this and a lot of other things. We need to stop with the knee-jerk reactions and open ourselves up to the possibilities, both good possibilities and bad possibilities. Michael Jackson did a lot of really great things around the world. He gave a lot of money to charities. He helped out a lot of people. His music gave a lot of people comfort, gave them hope, made them feel great, made them dance. That doesn't mean that there wasn't a dark side to Michael Jackson. As I sat and watched the documentary and heard the allegations that they were making against him, my mind went to the other end of the spectrum. What happened to Michael Jackson? If these allegations are true, what happened to Michael Jackson that would open up his mind and experience to the idea of doing this to someone else? Because clearly, if it is true, some very bad things happened to Michael Jackson. Ironically, like a lot of things, the answer isn't black or white. And that is your Morning Crunch Wrap.
Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say to all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted and the window's locked. I'm waving to the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information. So, take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4, and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some